The impetus for the Management Cube really was this desire I had from the very early days to improve our decision-making capability, primarily by bringing data forward. It sounds like a long time ago, but there was a time at DHS when, as you know, we have 13 different financial systems. It took sometimes 90 days plus just to do a data call within the various components to get information back to help decision-making, whether it's to respond to Congress, respond to OMB, or respond to the Secretary. So what we're trying to do is to shorten that time. Clearly, the department is huge, and it would be a tremendous investment of both time and money to be able to build a system that would be able to work for the entire department. So my focus was on what I had control over, and that being the Management Directorate, and the six lines of business, IT, CFO, procurement, human capital, security, et cetera. So what we embarked on, and the discipline is important, I think, to note. We made sure that as we wrote our plan on how we were going to build an integrated data system to be able to improve decision making, that we build all of these systems on one platform. That, I think, is the key. And that was the tough decision because we weren't used to that. But basically, to lay down the law in writing a charter on how we'd proceed building the cube, it was we're going to build it together, integrated on one platform. So it involved all the lines of businesses at every meeting. So even if we were talking about finance, CPO was in the room, IT was in the room, all of the functions were in the room. A great surprise for me when I went down to one of our offices for a surprise farewell. One of the things that they put on the screen for me was a live screenshot of the first iteration of the Management Cube. It is finally up. So yeah, it's version one. They actually got it up a few days ahead of planned schedule.
Describe what people see in version one, or describe how it could be used initially, and then obviously where it can go in the next, you know, 3-5 years.
Because we're building it in an integrated fashion, or it's been built in an integrated fashion, now you have the ability to layer information. So for example, if DHS is looking at a facility in Dallas, Texas, it's not that hard to know how many people are assigned to that facility. But that's not enough. It doesn't tell me anything about what's happening at that location. The system can now not only query how many people are assigned to this location, looking at our security data, we know how many people swipe in and swipe out. So now we also know how well or not the facility is being utilized. And that's important, particularly as we're trying to drive down our real estate footprint. Because if you look at some of the data that you get in some of the old reports, you just say, well, 1,000 people are working there, so I need that square footage. But now you start bringing this information together. You see how many people are using IT systems. So you got the IT data. The security data is telling you how many people are coming in and out. You look at the HR data, how many people are assigned there. You might find, I'm just making this number up as an example, that of the 1,000 people, only 200 people are coming in every day. That allows you now to begin to drive some real estate decisions about how to readjust or realign that footprint so it's more cost effective. That's a small example. And, you know, many of my friends out there will say, well, you know, we could do that in the private sector. Well, we couldn't do that at DHS 4 years ago. We couldn't do it 3 years ago. We couldn't do it 2 years ago. And now we have the ability to do that. And it's very much now puts us in a great position with OMB as we're all involved in this effort to reduce the footprint. And I believe DHS will be able to lead the way, or at least show a leading way on how to bring this information together.
Let me switch gears now. One of the other big priorities you had coming in was the idea of the clean audit of better financial management across DHS. You guys were very excited, I know, to finally achieve the clean audit back in, I guess, November timeframe. Financial management has really been a tough road for DHS. There's been several fits and starts on systems. So let's start with the clean audit. What was that like to finally achieve that goal? And then where is financial management going next?
The clean audit really is much more than just a financial victory. It really is an organizational victory. It didn't happen only within the CFO organization. I would argue it took every organization and every component really to work together. This is a different way of talking about one DHS. I'll digress for a moment. Oftentimes when people used to talk about one DHS, it meant something that was perceived, I guess, by some of the components as being threatening, a loss of identity, etc. What this activity showed is that we could behave like one DHS because every piece of DHS, whether it's the Coast Guard, whether it's ICE, whether it's FEMA, had to be involved in this very aggressive and very complex coordinated event to be able to get our financial books in order, because it dealt with property, It dealt with internal controls, dealt with payments, all of the issues that you would expect. And every component had to participate in this. So it was a very complex, well-coordinated, led by the CFO team, our former CFO, Peggy Sherry, Larry Bedker, the director of financial management, who I believe just retired from federal service as well. You and others have always asked me, okay, what specifically did I do to do that? And the most important thing I always say is what I did was I believed in my people. Around the clean audit, I became the chief belief officer. And no small role. It was very important to go out and remind people the capabilities that they had and how close we were, and to demonstrate what it would take to be able to reach that goal. So, yes, it was very intense in the beginning. I facilitated a whole host of meetings around internal controls with all of the components that gave me good insight into where their capabilities and their practices were, and allowed the staff to really begin to develop a roadmap. But it was a total DHS victory, that clean audit opinion, as will be the maintenance of that clean audit opinion moving forward. Every piece of DHS has to remain committed to that goal.
What comes next? Because I know that there's been several attempts to create a shared services, or at least a single or consolidated financial management system. Is the path still the fact that there's be two or three will be provide services to others?
The plan at DHS, which I think was very much in line with what OMB was asking the departments and agencies to focus on. We have, again, roughly 13 large financial systems. Most of those are certified financial systems. They're good systems. They're built on good platforms. We had a few that were not particularly strong. So our goal, as we migrated away from what I call the Big Bang theory, whether it was TASC or any of the other big implementations that would have taken too long and have been far too costly and very risky, to a very strategic approach of identifying those components that were running financial systems that were at or near failure, either hardware or software, for modernization. So it's a much more focused plan. And we always put on the table, even 3+ years ago, the prospect of moving our core financial system to a shared service provider within the federal space. And of course, that aligned very well with OMB's push and directive to consider this. The challenge has always been, working with OMB and working OFPP in particular, is to make sure that what I would call the rules of the road were clear for agencies so that they can reach that goal. So where is Department today? Department is pursuing a strategy where the Coast Guard will move over to a shared service provider, assuming all the final I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and they take with them a couple of other components that were already being serviced through the Coast Guard. The very strong leadership they showed in looking at themselves and making a commitment to at least explore the option of a shared service provider. The work done to analyze that option was very thorough, and we're moving in that direction. Also, we have internal service providers like CBP will be able to offer services for some of the smaller components within DHS. So what we're doing is re-knitting the organization together, both inside and outside, with shared service providers, rather than build one mega system, which, again, would be so costly and so expensive, so time-consuming, and very risky.
So just to be clear, is Coast Guard staying internal to DHS? Or when you say that Coast Guard is going to move with some of the smaller components that they're servicing to a shared service provider, could be one of the 3 or 4 federal ones, or I know they're going to name some new ones in the coming months as well. It's likely going to be one of those.
Yes, the Coast Guard will move, again, assuming that something doesn't derail it at the final moment, to a shared service provider in the federal space outside of DHS.